Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think was Diaz's primary issue in the eighth inning there?
Yeah, I thought that, after he got Schwarber in the seventh to get out of that huge inning, then he gets Turner to lead off the eighth. Looks like he was pitching around Harper a little bit, and then he just couldn't put away Castellanos and Stott. That finally got him for the big hit. That 3-2 slider, I think it was, didn't do too much. But yeah, two hitters, two pitches that probably too much over the plate, and they got him.
How much of this in your eyes is just, you know, a tough inning for him versus he's been worked very hard over the past week? Is any of that affecting him?
Yeah, but he also is coming off 2 days off. You know, he wasn't going to finish that game. he came in the seventh. I thought that was the game right there with their best hitters coming up, and he got Schwarber. And then he got Turner, like I said. Look, they're a good team. They're great hitters. It just didn't happen today.
Go far left, Andy.
You said he wasn't going to finish, so if he'd gotten through that clean, it would have been McGill in the ninth?
I was going to go with, depending on the matchup, where they were at. I was short today back there, so I have a few options. But as the games unfold and that inning started it, and Buto, you know, I think it was Clemens that got that dribble that we couldn't finish that inning at that time. I thought the game was right there, and then I was going to let it play out and figure it out the ninth.
And just what was your opinion of the seeming pitch around to Harper and then 3-2 slider to stop?
Yeah.
As a pitch selection.
Yeah, so I was fine with him pitching around Harper. And then, you know, he just left that slider over the plate and Stott got him.
Hey, go right here in the middle in the front, Steve.
Carlos, you never know how, you know, a player is going to react to the playoffs for the first time. What are you seeing out of Mark these first five games?
Pretty impressive, you know. His ability to slow the game down, just having the awareness of the situation, and he continues to come through. You know, whether it's early in the game, it was pretty impressive the way he went the other way and took Sanchez deep. Got pitched up in the zone and just drove it to right field. But then we get down and he gets on top of a fastball from Strong and, you know, ties the game in the ninth. So pretty impressive. He's at bats, the way he's controlling the strike zone. But he just looks calm and very aware of the situation and on the control. So impressive.
And when it comes to McGill in that ninth, is the one batter, the walk to Turner, that you think is going to be the one that he, you know, thinks more about?
Probably, but look, I mean, when you're facing that part of the order, you know, it's one after another, you know. So he was careful with Turner. He can take you deep as well. And then obviously you got to pitch around Harper, and we just left that slider. I think it was too good of a pitch for Castellanos, and that's another good hitter and made him pay. So.
Going right behind you, Steve.
There you go.
Yep. Oh, you good? Can I go over here?
Being short in the pen, how tough is it to do the math to get to 27 outs against that lineup?
Look, I mean, yeah, that's a good lineup. Seve was really good, you know. But then when they got back and tied it in the six, that's when, okay, because you had have an idea going into the game how you're going to get through nine innings if you're winning. And, yeah, you're short. And, you know, you potentially a Buto-Diaz combination, McGill somehow there. That just didn't happen today.
Straight back in the middle.
When the Phillies hit the came back and tied it in the sixth, it all happened so quickly, too quickly to get a reliever up in the pen. Severino was twice through the order into the high 70s in pitch count by that point. How much closer, or how close was he to a point where you were just going to have somebody ready to step in regardless?
He's our guy. And especially when you have a short pen, I'm not going to be as aggressive. And the way he was throwing the baseball, I don't care about third time through. He's pitching really well. And like I said, if I pull him early, then I have to cover 12 out. So that wasn't the case today.
Go over and left, Tim.
You guys have bounced back from a bunch of losses similar to this. How do you expect the team to come out Tuesday?
Same. You know, we came back in the ninth inning after losing the lead. So off day tomorrow, and can't wait to play in front of our fan base. It's been a while, so we'll be ready to go.
Given the way your season has gone, with a flair for the dramatic, given the way these teams seem to play each other, in your heart of hearts, do you think you're going to be back here for game five?
I don't have a crystal ball. Look, we got to take it one day at a time, and we got to win a series. That's a really good team today, and you saw it today. You know, they got down. It was 3-0, and it seems like, you know, we took the crowd away, and before you know it, they got back and tied the game, and they continue to fight. So it was a great game, and we expect to be this way moving forward. So, like I said, one day at a time, one game at a time, and see what happens.
We go over here, right here to Anthony.
Just to follow up on Tim Britton's question from earlier, you guys have played a ton of games lately. They've been close games. You've had to use your leverage arms in ways you never really did during the regular season. Just how difficult is it to manage a bullpen when you're dealing with everything that you guys have dealt with over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but guys will step up. We saw it with Peterson yesterday. Tom McGill was good today. You're trying to stay away from different guys because you're going to need all of them. And not only the high leverage reliever guys are going to be, in the game, and I'm going to ask them to get huge outs. Everybody's going to have to contribute. Off day tomorrow, and then another important game on Tuesday. But no excuses. It's been hard, but here we are. And I'm just looking forward to get back to Citi Field on Tuesday.
Okay, Abby here on the right.
Was McGill trying to get Turner to chase? It looked like he was throwing some balls in the dirt and a little bit outside the zone.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a really good hitter, and if you make a mistake, he's gonna make you pay. And he didn't chase. He did a good job, and he controlled the strike zone, got on base, and then same thing with Harper.
And is Nimmo okay after that collision in the outfield with Mark?
Yeah, he's good.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.